Hello, this is Will from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to participate, sir?
Go ahead.
Thank you so much. First question, if you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
Why do I have to tell you that?
It's part of the survey, sir. Just to know what area we are talking to.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay. Next question. What is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino,
Africa,
Spanish
Africa,
origin?
Africa.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm not going to ask you.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
No, I'm Independent.
Okay, thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
No, I'm not about to.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction your community is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
What community?
Where you live, your community, your neighborhood.
Beautiful, very well.
Are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
Very satisfied. Very satisfied.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
Better.
Much better or somewhat better?
You never know. No, much better. I wish.
Much better?
Way, way better. Yep. Probably.
Thank you.
Just a lot of intelligent people, a lot of... Go ahead.
I understand. Thank you. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I'm going to read a list of options, and whenever you hear a number that you agree with, please let me know. Number one, rising cost of living. Number two, affordable quality health care. Number three, protecting and expanding voting rights.
Number one and number two. Keep those two. Just number one and two.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? The same dynamic. I'm going to read the list and you let me know what numbers you agree with. Number one, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Number two, decreased police presence. Number three, increased gun control statewide.
First two. Good, the first two.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? The same dynamic. I'm going to read the list. You let me know. Rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, support for victims of crime, law enforcement programs, juvenile justice programs, neighborhood watch initiatives, emergency response services, drug and substance abuse prevention.
Emergency response services.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. Here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. I'm going to read the list, the same dynamic. You let me know. Number one, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Number two, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Number three,
right.
Diversity.
Yep. Get that one. Yep.
Okay, that one. Number two. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence? Okay.
No.
Next question. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I thought it was something else. Sorry. Look at you.
Okay. Yeah. Next question. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? I'm going to read the list. You let me know. Number one, school safety and security. Number two, robust curriculum. that supports academic, social, and emotional development. Number 3, access to technology. Number 4, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities. Number 5, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure. Number 6,
I'm just trying to make sure. Number 1, 3, and 4.
Number 1, 3, and 4. Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K through 12 students in our community. Do you agree or disagree?
Can you repeat that one more time, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for K through 12 students in our community. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Do you somewhat disagree or do you strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Here, now, next question. Here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community. Rather than solely punishing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school? Do you support it or do you oppose it?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, you know, that's a good one.
Strongly?
I mean, that's okay. There's a lot of restriction going on up there.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. If school resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings, do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools? Do you support or you oppose?
I support those.
Strongly or
somewhat? I strongly support those police officers
okay.
in schools, protection securities.
Thank you very much. Next question. Next question. Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokeholds on students? Do you support or oppose?
No, I don't.
Okay, you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Yep. Strongly oppose. No.
Okay. Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree because I am
okay.
a black myself.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? I'm going to read the list. You let me know what number you want me to mark. Number 1, help acquiring valuable job skills. Number 2, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals. Number 3, help starting or maintaining a business. Number 4, debt reduction.
One and three.
Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Number 1, universal health care. Number 2, subsidized public transportation. Number 3, increased statewide subsidized housing. Number 4, increase home ownership programs. Number 5.
3 and 4.
2, 3, and 4. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I have to go. I have to go.
4 more questions. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah,
Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Access to good schools, convenient public transportation options, employment opportunities nearby, affordable housing options, friendly and supportive neighbors, neighbors who look like me, walkability, safe and secure surroundings, access to park and natural spaces. Any of those?
First three. It's first three.
Okay, first three. Okay,
actually,
thank you very much.
Four.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own home? Number one, building more middle and low income housing. Number two, teaching people about home ownership. Number three, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Number four, repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Number five, giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Any of those?
Last one. And
last one.
First two.
And the first two. Okay. Thank you very much. We almost done now. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single, okay. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? One, two, three, four, five, six, or more?
Just me.
Just you, okay. Okay, how would you describe your employment status? Are you working full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired,
full-time.
Permanently full-time? Thank you. Were you born in the United States?
No.
No? Okay. Were your parents born in the United States?
No.
Okay. Both of them were born outside of the United States?
Yep. I have to go.
Okay. This is the last question. This is the last question. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I don't know. I did vote one time in my life, but I don't know who I did. I just did.
Okay.
I went to the election to grab some. Not sure.
Last year, 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Asking me what I ate last night. I don't even know.
You don't know? Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. That will end the survey. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.